talk about preparing for the future. Scientists at Oak Ridge National Lab are starting to build applications for a supercomputer that isn't going live for another 7 years. They just received several million dollars from the Department of Energy to develop these long-term projects. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Tom Evans is taking on a daunting task. His team is trying to predict how particles inside a nuclear reactor will behave over a long period of time.
Analysts can use that to design facilities, experiments, and working engineering platforms.
The better they can simulate nuclear reactors on a computer, the better engineers can build them in real life. Now, just a reminder, Oak Ridge is currently home to a supercomputer called Titan. And in 2 years, it'll be home to a new supercomputer called Summit, which could be the fastest in the world. And these very elaborate simulations that Evans is creating take so much computing power that they cannot run on either. So Evans is thinking ahead, far ahead.
To ultimately harness the power of the next generation, technically two generations from now, of supercomputing to enable those types of calculations. And of course, the challenge is that machine doesn't exist yet.
The current estimate is that this supercomputer will be several times faster than Summit and go live around 2023. And Evans says it could very well take that long for his team to write code for it, because the machine won't just be faster, it's also going to work in a totally new way, which changes how applications are written.
In other words, I can't take a simulation code that we've been using now and just drop it on the new machine and expect it to work.
In addition to Evans' nuclear reactor project, scientists at Oak Ridge will be leading the development of two other applications, including one that will simulate complex 3D printing. And really, they're not just thinking ahead to 2023. The idea is that the code they write should be able to run on any supercomputer built in the next several decades. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.